Good morning. I'm sorry.
Good morning.
Good morning, afternoon, etc.
I know, I always say good morning, but I should not. Okay. I'm sorry, I got sucked into a couple of meetings where I had to be there physically, and that threw off my getting things ready for this. So we were going to talk today about this issue that came up with regard to how things, I think it's essentially about how things get added to the OST and how people should know when something needs to get added to the OST. So I'm going to share my screen. So this was the GitHub conversation that kind of started this. This down here. Where there's an unapproved Node.js runtime that is not part of Folio's OST stack. So I guess the question is, what should have happened here? Like how should this be handled? McAbee.
I am not familiar with all the details of this particular dependency, but in general, we do have as part of the flower release schedule every time a note saying if you are if you're considering architectural changes that are not supported by the current OST to please reach out to the TC for next steps about that so we can avoid situations with new modules. Now, in this case, I'm not clear if that would have saved us, but that's the first thing we've tried to do.
Well, the FQM tools is not a module. It's a tool, and there's a single developer. So I don't. It's not part of the official release. So that we probably have less restrictions for this.
So, sorry, let's go back to that page. Maybe I close. So FQM tools. Is just not part of the build at all. Is that? Yeah, it would be nice if we had. I mean, maybe I should understand what this does based on this. Ah, okay, here we go. Oh, I see. So this is to add new schemas to FQM so that it can be reported on. That's what's happening here.
Yeah, that's what this does.
Okay.
Sorry, I just joined the meeting and saw that it's FQM stuff. Yeah, this
Sorry.
project it uses GitHub Actions to monitor repos that are set up for it to automatically generate the stuff in FQM to make it so you can actually access that data through FQM. And so it's not a deployable module or anything like that. It's
Okay.
entirely like a dev tool to automate
Okay.
data tracking and stuff.
So then this is something that isn't really under the purview of TC at all, right? Or in what way would it be?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It doesn't go into any release or anything, so it is part of the Folio project, but not in like a deployable way, if that makes any sense. It's kind of a weird state, kind of probably in the same category as like Jenkins pipelines and things like that.
Okay. So does that mean that we should not discuss this? Should we, I mean, I think the question of do people know when they should ask for something to be added to the OST makes sense. But I agree with Maccabee when I was thinking about this sort of off, between meetings, it does seem like the RFC process is one way to do that, but also just, when you're going to add a module saying it would require this change to the OST, and having TC consider it then. Sorry about the notes. They're coming. I just hit it. I just hit publish. Like, do you think maybe this is a good question for Matt since you're here anyway. Is it clear for developers when something would need to get added to the OST or how you would approach that?
From my point of view, I normally think of it as like if it's deployable or something that like other teams would really depend on heavily or use. But yeah, stuff like FQM tool thing, that's kind of a weird one and not really entirely sure. But because it's not ever a part of any Folio release, that's kind of why we consider it a little bit separate and unusual.
Yeah, that makes sense. Kevin?
I'm not proposing this, but I just kind of occurred to me. Is there any intention to have like officially supported development tools where something like this would then fall under?
Shelley?
I had another question. Well, not a question, it's just a comment about the fact that the README for that repo doesn't really explain what it's supposed to do. So it'd be helpful to say that. Whatever I think Matt had said about it being just tracking what is using FQM or something, that's it.
And yeah, just to clarify the purpose of it, just to solidify it. So what it does is it watches other repos' data schemas and then tries to send pull requests to the mod FQM manager repo to include any changes to the data schemas that may need to be accounted for in FQM.
And right now, I think there's only one or two things that actually use it. The plan is to have much wider coverage so we can expose more data through FQM to make FQM more useful for things like bulk edit and lists and things like that.
McAvee?
First, just a question. Could someone share the link to that pull request where the discussion was happening that kicked this off? Because I'm still unclear on some of the roots of it. I agree in general that we don't, OST, you know, is not getting into what individual teams do for their own, you know, tool set. I mean, that's fine if I want to use Eclipse and someone else wants to use VS Code or IntelliJ, that sort of thing, right? This, if it's a tool that's being used beyond the individual team as this is, and it's something where, you know, others are involved, I think that's not necessarily an issue of officially supported technologies, but it still falls into the TC's role of, you know, quote, keeping the community aligned on technical goals and directions, you know, and so forth. But I think it's less about us being proactive in reviewing things and more if it's useful and if it's helpful, being able to arbitrate when there are disagreements. But again, I still don't really understand this issue. So thank you for sharing.
Yeah, that was a little bit what I was wondering too, like how this gets communicated to teams that they have this potential resource. But I guess the PRs that the GitHub Actions, that is that like the first that the team hears of it, or do they have to request that you put this in the stuff that you're monitoring? Did that question make sense?
Yeah, we have to actually set up the GitHub Actions for the project to integrate with this. And then there's a little bit of fairly minor changes that we would do in the actual project repos themselves just to configure it. And so other teams would potentially have to interact with the files and stuff in their repo, but they shouldn't ever need to interact with the FQM tools stuff directly. And it's just kind of configuration for the repo to tell it what it needs to keep an eye on and stuff like that.
So I feel like we're changing, or maybe I'm changing the topic a little bit now. but I guess this is still, like McAvee was saying, like a potential communication issue. Like how do people know this exists if they want their stuff to be reportable by FQM to talk to you and get this added?
It's been part of PO discussions with our PO and the other POs from various teams. Is a lot of it. And then also the bulk edit and lists working group. So, yeah.
Great. So, given, oh, this got messed up. Do we think there's more to talk about here, or do we think this is a short meeting since it ended up being not quite the topic we thought it was going to be? Or does anybody have anything else OST related they want to bring up? I know we're still waiting on the Trillium dates and things, so there's bigger questions about the OST that we're not ready for yet. Shelley?
Yeah, I was just going to say that I was trying to prepare for this meeting. And so I had like come across that GitHub pull request and I read through it and then I saw it was merged and then I was confused of whether or not what we were going to discuss. So, yeah, I guess maybe we end early. I don't know.
That's fine. I think that's fine. We have a big topic next week, so we can take it easy this week. Okay, if there's no objections to ending early, we'll end early. Thank you for coming.
Thanks all. Bye.
Have a good rest of the week.
Have a good one.
Bye.